Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Not a good morning in Malden. Oh, boy. Okay, a couple of things here. This is the Greenville News reporting, and Fitz News is reporting as well. A couple of things I think are interesting. We're now finding out that Malden, the city of Malden, found out about this in January. It was definitely all confirmed by February. Yet, they only requested the external SLED investigation into the, shall we say, piano-playing activities of the police officers on company time, playing the piano together, when you're not supposed to be making that kind of music, or any kind of music at all. Of course, piano playing, for those of you new here, is when consenting adults get together and make music of varying quality. So, that's what they did. They just requested the SLED investigation yesterday. But they've known since January, February at the latest. There's two people who finked out these officers and 911 operators on that. Interesting that they waited this long. To me, that looks like a cover up, but whatever. Greenville News also for the first time breaking this morning. Let me read their exact words on this because I want to be careful. The city names, this is from the Greenville News. The city names the following seven employees as allegedly being, quote, involved in inappropriate sexual activities, unquote, all of whom were revealed to have departed the city through records obtained last week by the Greenville News. Dawson, dispatcher Calandria Dawson, Corporal Christopher McCone, Corporal Kyle Quinn, Corporal Christian Balsinger, Corporal LaQuendon, Counts Sergeant Adam Lawrence, and dispatcher Amy Ketchum. So for the first time, they are saying definitively the city considers them to be involved in this. The city's investigation came to the conclusion that Calendra Dawson, one of the dispatchers, was quote, involved in inappropriate sexual activities with McCone, Quinn, Balsinger, and Counts while on duty or on city property? Whoa. And the investigation found that Quinn, Counts, and Lawrence were involved in inappropriate, I should have said piano playing activities, with another dispatcher, Ketchum, while on duty and or on city property.
So they were playing piano while they were on the clock in the office.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm reading this like this all at one time. Anyway, the city's report states that all of the inappropriate piano playing activities were consensual, and this had been going on over the course of several years. So this is a long time thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now, Fitz News has gotten every part of the story right. They say, whoa, 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 this is not all. There's fire and more people involved here, and that matches up with Malden saying that they're going to bring in SLED to take a look at like other city agencies.
Yeah, they said in the statement they released last night, after their executive session, briefing, I should say, that they are looking at all city departments.
Hmm. Don't know what's in the water in Malden.
Well, I'm sure if they're looking at the water department, they'll find out.
See, these people need to be constantly vigilant about water quality, Lee. You cannot have them distracted in this way.
Well, you know.
It could endanger people's lives. Oh, by the way, the city is actively hiring employees with the police department because there are some openings. So
yes, there are.
If you have wanted a career in law enforcement.
Yes, there's an opportunity for you there.
Just be sure to scrub everything down with the Clorox before you. Okay. So anyway, so all that's going on. So hey, here's what's interesting about this. And the Greenville News picks up on this, too, that with the exception of dispatcher Calendria Dawson and Corporal LaQuendon Counts, these other people were let go, and you know it looked like a routine separation. In other words, they did not give the details of why,
right?
Which also looks like a cover-up, considering they could have and should have, because they have to report this to a state agency when law enforcement officers are let go. It's not like if you work at the Dairy Queen, you know what I mean? You don't have to give the state a reason. You just let them go. It's different for these kind of employees. I don't know. It looks like that. Let me put it this way. It looks like they did not want the public to know about this. And it makes me wonder, Lee, how big it is.
Well, with SLED taking a look at it, and as they said, looking at all city departments, we'll see.
Yeah, and here's what's interesting here, too. Is this? It's obviously very unethical, and it violates department rules. But is it illegal? And, you know, one of the city council members saying, well, listen, you know, this is, you know, basically misuse of public time. So that is essentially stealing. Will it be counted that way? Will there be prosecutions or no? I don't know. Texter writes, I believe these officers should be allowed to play the piano if they are so musically inclined. Yeah, well, the question is on company time.
That's the issue. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you bring your piano to the office and are on company time, that is the issue.
Texter writes, hey, Jared, go easy on the Greenville News. They're totally worthless, almost out of business, and they're panicking, kind of like a drowning victim. You got to be careful or they will grab you and drag you under. Just reading the text line. Texter writes, hey, Tara, when will Supreme Court decide the case where Alabama is suing for losing congressional candidates' seats? I'm not sure. I'd have to look that up. Texter writes, could the Malden situation be described as a cluster fark? I don't know. Ask
Tread
them.
Carefully there.
Tread carefully. Texter writes, I live in Malden. Why was the mayor not taking action in January? See, I think that would be the time to call SLED it.
Well, according to the information that we're seeing and the way that the Greenville News and other media outlets are reporting it, that there was an anonymous letter that was received in January. And then the other information that I have seen says that there was a complaint
yeah.
by one of the dispatchers in March.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm not trying to make cover for anybody, but quite honestly, when you've got a situation like this, which is serious, involves people's jobs and involves, you know, public officials, I think that a measured and reasoned and not rushed inquiry is necessary.
Sure.
You know, because if there was some type of criminal activity, you wanted to uncover that and get that. This does not look
Absolutely,
like necessarily but, criminal activity, but it certainly does look like things that are unprofessional and are against department policy.
Yeah, but to call SLED in now after you've been busted, they weren't going to call SLED. You could have called SLED in March at the latest. And it's exactly what they should have done because you need an outside agency at this point, especially when locals have not let anybody know about this. So, I mean, I think this is just scrambling and after the fact because it's in the news. All of a sudden you want SLED in to do the right thing, but you didn't want SLED in to do the right thing the last week of May when nobody knew. And I don't understand, you know, just, I know, if this was to, you know, to cover it up, I don't understand that. I mean, this is on these officers, not on city officials. Not their fault. You got some bad people there doing some bad stuff on their, you know, inappropriately on the wrong time, so. You know, Texter writes, I can't, golly, y'all, I want to read the text. Don't get mad at me for not reading the text lines. That means I can read. Texter writes, okay, here's one. Maybe those officers were on their lunch break. Apparently, no. jeez. And finally, maybe they should, yeah, see, here's what I'm wondering. Maybe they should reimburse the city for the time they played the piano while on duty.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I need this. Do you see this? Amazon is now selling a bracelet that shocks you if you eat too much fast food. Yeah, it's a 350-volt electric shock every time you partake in a bad habit. Maybe we could get these for Moulton PD officers. Like a shock collar, but it's a watch. Yeah, Amazon is looking out for you, but it might hurt a bit. The idea is each time the wearer misbehaves, you give yourself a shock with a bracelet in an effort to break the bad habit. The device can also be used with an app that appoints your friends as digital guardians. They can shock you if you break the rules. Its inventor says the shock feels like you would if you touched a doorknob after rubbing your socks on the carpet. That hurts. It does. I don't know. Does it work? And get them from the Malden, for the Malden PD. All right, a lot of people reacting to this. I guess it looks like the preferred ratio was one lady to three guys in Malden. This went on for years. We're up to seven, and the Malden Police Department has now belatedly asked SLED to come in and take a look at this. They should have done that from the outset. Instead, they're playing catch-ups because it's in public now, and they've got to take action. City's investigation came to the conclusion that Dawson was involved in inappropriate piano playing with McHone, Quinn, Balsinger, and Counts. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. While on duty or on city property. Yeah. She was the dispatcher. The investigation also found that Quinn, Counts, and Lawrence were involved in inappropriate piano playing with another dispatcher, Ketchum, Amy Ketchum, while on duty or on city property, according to the city. I'm reading from the Greenville News. City's report states that all of the inappropriate piano playing was consensual. This went on for years, they report. Texter writes, it's not the voltage, it's the current. Texter writes, I don't know about that shock bracelet for the Malden PD, Tara. They could be into that. I hadn't thought of it that way. Okay. Texter writes, I bet you Malden is running by the book now. 100%. Oh, I bet they are. Texter writes, hey, Tara, if you reimburse the city of Malden for their piano playing time, would that make the city a brothel? It could. Texter writes, hey, Tara, what Google are you using? Mine says battery specialist has 4.6 stars, not 5. I don't know, I consider 4.6 stars 5 stars. But if you want to be really specific, as 4.6 stars. That make you happy? Texter writes, hey, if you could get this shocking armband thing to work when you play the piano, we could issue it to all those who are left at Malden PD. Electric shocks all over the place. Texter writes, ooh. See, here's the problem. Is piano playing on the clock considered unethical behavior for police? Yes, it is. It could be illegal behavior. That would be a little bit of a stretch, but it could be. If so, what does that imply for cases where these officers arrested suspects or testified against them in court? It's not good. There was just a judge, by the way, and we're going to get into this later on the show, who had a drinking problem and was found to have been drinking while on the bench. Or to have been drunk while on the bench. They're pulling up the cases for dismissal. Yeah, I mean, when the FBI breaks the law to go after you, nobody cares. But at the local level, you don't do unethical stuff. Yeah, it could jeopardize every one of those cases. You are absolutely right, and I'm waiting for somebody to bring that up. It'd be interesting to see. Texter writes, so now we have the human equivalent of a dog's bark collar, and you can appoint your friends to watch over your habits. I don't think so. I wonder if it can be hacked. Texter writes, oh, y'all, come on. Texter writes, this gives a whole new meaning to protect and serve. Another texter writes, good morning, Tara. Can we get one of these shock collars for the Democrats so they get buzzed every time they tell a lie? It would be awesome, but that will never happen. Yeah, somebody else writes, shock bracelet sounds like something the Democrat Party needs. And finally, maybe all this piano playing was why they didn't respond when your husband pulled over the drunk mom a few years ago. Yeah, and there were no Malden PD involved in that. But maybe that's why. Maybe they were too busy. Nah, it wasn't their territory. Good God. OJ's on Twitter. You seen this, right? Concludes his video statement announcing his Twitter account with, I've got a lot of getting even to do. With a knife or verbally? Holy cow.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there. So this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. So this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So yeah. God bless. Take care.
He's got some getting even to do. Will anyone end up bleeding? 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. You know what would be the coolest thing about being president? Well, one of the. Come on, admit it. You've been sucked in by one of those History Channel documentaries about UFOs, or maybe you read the Project Blue Book book. I remember that when I was like, I don't know, 12, 13, something like that. Oh, it was just so fascinating. UFO sightings. Donald Trump has now confirmed he was briefed on UFO sightings. As a growing number of pilots report seeing unexpected and unexplained objects in the sky. George Stephanopoulos questioned Trump in an interview aired Sunday about the issue and asked his opinion about the possibility of extraterrestrial life. He said, I want them to think whatever they think. They do say, I mean, I've seen and I've read and I've heard. And I did have one brief meeting on it, he said. But people are saying they're seeing UFOs. Do I believe it? Not particularly. Interesting. Now, the left is twisting this, making this look like he's some kind of loon. But did not Democrat candidates in 2016 run around promising you the UFO files if you voted for them? Were they crazy? Well, no, they're Democrats. See what I mean? Double standards, as always. All right. Meanwhile, interesting. All of the big pillars of our society, the big established things are collapsing, crashing, falling in on themselves, a shadow of what they once were. Now, there's so many things like that are just changing so drastically with taste and technology. And the box office is not immune. Do you see this? Hollywood box office slumped 7% compared to 2018. We are 2 weekends away from this year's halfway point. The 2019 box office is still down 7 points compared to last year and 1 point compared to 2017. Sheesh. You know, I was talking about this with my husband the other day because we watched most of our TV together. We had just watched a movie, one that we did not see at the movie theater, but it was on, I don't know, Netflix or Amazon or something. And he was talking about, you know, I couldn't get into it because I didn't get to know the characters well enough. I'm like, yeah, it's because it's a movie. It's an hour and a half long. It just feels wrong now. No, I mean, we get such in-depth, intimate, like, you know, pictures of these characters. You get into them with series. We're used to a series now. It's changed. I swear it's changed my mind in the way I perceive things. In terms of TV. You know, I mean, the movies, it's only an hour and a half. I felt like I didn't even know them. Before, you wouldn't have thought anything of it. Texter writes, Jimmy Carter claimed to have seen a UFO, but he's a Democrat. He's not crazy. Texter writes, have you seen the Project Blue Book series? Excellent. No, but I'll put it on my list for when I'm on the treadmill. Thank you. Another texter writes, yeah, this is a separate text. Jimmy Carter had a registered official UFO sighting report. There have been several presidents who have come out in support of UFO existence. Y'all. Texter writes, this just in. Colonel Angus to take over Malden PD and whip it back into shape. Now the text writes, hey Tara, what's the blank show media going to do the first time OJ tweets about Trump? Oh, take it as authoritative commentary from one criminal to another. That's exactly what they'll do. Texter writes, if tax revenues go up when taxes are lowered, shouldn't box revenues go up if ticket prices are lowered? Huh. Good point. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. Now, we got all these candidates running around saying we're going to have free college. Have you seen this? Yeah, it's almost all of the 23 Democrats promising, like, totally free college. And I hear that, I'm like, we're $22 trillion in debt. Who's going to pay for that? And there's absolutely no concern whatsoever. Okay, let me read this to you, okay? And when I read it, you're going to think you misunderstood because you're driving. You're thinking, I must have heard that wrong. You did not. I'm going to preface it with this. Are you ready for this? This is about the national debt, which nobody's paying attention to anymore. The Treasury Department reported a $208 billion deficit for the month of May Okay. So that means we spent, federal government spent $208 billion more than it took in. All right, let me put that in perspective. The Treasury Department reported a $208 billion deficit for the month of May, which is $61 billion more than May 2018. To put that in perspective, the deficit for the entire year of 2007 was $161 billion. Folks, it's speeding up. It's like warp speed. It's going to be a crash. There's got to, folks, we are in uncharted historical territory. We have never been here before. We don't know what happens when you go here. Let me read it again. The Treasury Department reported a $208 billion deficit just for the month of May. $208 billion deficit just for the month of May. To put that in perspective, the deficit for the entire year of 2007 was $161 billion. So, I mean, man, they are chunking money out the window as they drive through Washington. I mean, they're throwing it out in bales with no care whatsoever for how we will pay it back. Now, lest you think this is because of the tax cuts, I know my liberal trolls are already typing away. It's not. It's not. The media's been lying about this, too. For the first 8 months of the fiscal year, which started in October, revenues, that's tax money that comes into the Treasury, revenues climbed more than $50 billion. So revenues are up. We cut taxes. We cut taxes and revenue goes up. Why? It's more economic activity. Works every time it's tried. So if we got $50 billion more coming into the coffers, why is the deficit growing out of control? It's because over the same 8 months, congressional spending exploded by $257 billion.
And they're like, oh, tax cuts.
No, it's spending. Spending. I mean, fuck, this, right? This cannot continue. Here's the funny thing about this. Look this up yesterday. Google this. Polls on Social Security. Do people think they'll get Social Security? You poll younger generations, they don't think they will. Why? Because it's going broke. Well, we just pay it out of the general fund, right? No, it's going to go broke. Y'all, if you think you're not getting Social Security, how do you think you're getting free college? Medicare's going broke, too. It's been going broke for a while. You think you'll have Medicare? Well, how are you going to have free college? Oh, they'll tax people more. No, the revenues will go down. You can't get the money from tax. You got to borrow it. And at some point, they're not going to let us do that anymore. And then stuff's going to hit the fan. What will that look like? Nobody knows. We've never been here before. You seen the new Taylor Swift video? It's a shame. I used to like Taylor Swift. I used to like her. I used to like her music. She is totally gone. You cannot find her anymore on any of my electronic stuff. Taylor Swift's new, it's called You Need to Calm Down, wants to be a, quote, queer anthem, unquote. I'm reading from Vox. It's what Taylor Swift's publicist has called it, a queer anthem. And I don't know if you've seen it. It was deliberately released during Pride Month. And it's one thing to celebrate being gay during Pride Month. It's America, you say, do what you want. But if you watch it, the video is more about mocking people. In the video, people dressed in, you know, flag shirts and stuff like that look like Neanderthals. And she's parading gay people, or, you know, people who appear to be gay, by trailers, through trailer parks. So the implication is, if you have a religious objection to homosexuality, not homosexuals, but homosexuality as a practice, if you morally question it, if you don't want to bake the cake, if you're not down with transgender story hour, then you must live in a trailer park and be gap-toothed. The guy actually is gap-toothed. And he, honestly, he looks like he could double as the Neanderthal on the, what commercial is that? Geico? I don't know. Is it Geico? Yeah, it is Geico. Thank you, backup brain. It's still early. So yeah, it says you need to calm down. So it's not a building up of gay people, a celebration of gay achievements by gay people. It is a ripping down and the appearance of that if you are not on board they kill the baby on the day it's born, you know, whatever crazy thing the left comes up with this week, then you are an idiot. You're just dumb. If you love your country enough to wear your flag on your shirt, you must be dumb and hateful and horrible. I love how she puts the puts these people in red, white, and blue. As if loving your country is somehow horrific. By the way, Chris, can we turn the audio back on? And the funny thing about this is exactly what Chris Matthews and one of his guests were worrying about on MSNBC the other day. In terms of the Democrats doing it and Hollywood and others reinforcing the message, if you're not exactly like us and into whatever we're into this week, whatever crazy idea we're pushing this week, ideas that one after the other, after the other, after the other, fail in polls, even on the left. Trump's going to try to pick up these voters, and they better watch out. Take a listen.
You know, listen, we've been left behind. We've been neglected. Nobody's spoken to us. And that's why I voted for Trump, because he articulated the resentments that I feel toward the establishment class. I'm going to be interested in hearing from them tonight.
Well, Joe, I mean, Mike, that's exactly what I think. I think they knew there's a great party going on among the liberal elite with all the, their Hollywood buddies, and they weren't invited. Nobody wants to go to a party if they haven't been invited. Sarah can be happy about it if there's a great party going on. They weren't invited to it. And that's the attitude people have.